The Newfoundland Growlers are opting out of competition for the 2020-2021 ECHL season under the league's voluntary suspension policy. The announcement coincides with the remaining teams in the ECHL's North Division, including Adirondack, Brampton, Maine, Reading, and Worcester. Growlers owner Dean McDonald joins us live by phone this morning. Dean, good morning.
Good morning.
How did all the teams in this division come to this decision as a whole?
I think it was just necessity, Ben, to be honest with you, with what's happening, particularly in, our division, the Northeast U.S. I mean, there's, the pandemic is kind of running rampant down there. There was no way to foresee that we were going to be able to pull off a season with, every single team was under, government protocols that just wasn't going to allow games to happen.
Yeah, and how difficult of a decision was this? Was there at any point where there were thoughts of maybe playing out of the U.S. for the season?
Yeah, the decision is incredibly difficult for our players, fans, our team, and front office team, et cetera. So, yeah, it was really tough. We looked at, we have a franchise that's going to be starting this fall in Iowa, so we knew that we could play there. We looked at some spots in the northeastern region because obviously that's the division we play in and make travel a lot less hassle. But at the end of the day, all those places are basically overrun right now, and so there just wasn't a prudency to try and enforce it.
Now, the league's voluntary suspension policy, can you provide some details as to how exactly that works and when you do return to play?
Yeah, it's kind of like you put up your hand and say, can I be excused from class for a year? And, we're back in business next fall. The players that we have under contract come back to us next fall during this voluntary suspension. Anyone who is under contract with us has the right to go play elsewhere for 1 year, which, of course, makes tremendous amount of sense because, it's how they earn their living. So we're very supportive of that. And, it's actually not that tough a thing to enact, quite frankly.
And now, Dean, for fans out there who may be worried, are you confident the Growlers will get back on the ice at the Mile One Center at some point, whether it be next fall or after?
Yeah, well, Ben, we've been pretty just straight up. When we brought the team to the city, it was under the understanding we were going to manage the facility. That was the memorandum of understanding we had signed. That was revoked. We really weren't given a satisfactory explanation for that. So what we're saying is, look, we're the kid in the front of the class in this one with our hand up. We're saying, hey, look, we're prepared to buy the facility. In perfect world, the city would partner with us on that and be our partner. We're prepared to put millions of dollars into the facility to modernize it. We want to own and manage it. And we know we can be very successful. We know we can bring a lot more events there. We know we can make the arena a very active part of downtown with theaters and e-gaming and full-time sports bar. So, look, to us, we have to know that there's a future in the city, that the city's interested in our investment. They're interested in our team. If we can't come to a logical conclusion on that, well, look, we got a couple other places that we can bring our team, and that's just, we're kind of back to where we started, aren't we?
Yeah, and where does this leave your bid to buy the Mile One? Is it all still on the table there?
I think so. I understand they're doing a study with KPMG, their second study, and they're looking at the alternative to possibly sell the arena. So it's really contingent on what comes back from that report, I guess.
And Dean, I guess it might actually almost be a good time to move forward on this, knowing that they're really, well, hockey at least, but I wouldn't imagine there'll be any basketball or any concerts at the Mile One anytime soon. So the building's going to practically be empty for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, look, there's not a hockey team there, I'd say outside the pandemic, it's pretty much empty. So, the building is underutilized. In the first KPMG report, the report did say the building was underutilized. The building was aging. So this is a wonderful opportunity to do something. We're committed to no subsidy. So, this is a win for taxpayers. It's a win for our fans. It's a win for the city. So to us, like, it's kind of like, wow, this is checking all the boxes of a good news story. So hopefully we can turn it into a good news story.
And Dean, I did want to ask just about the players as well in this situation. Obviously, they do become free agents for this season.
Yeah.
But does that any kind of make for any kind of setback for the team going forward once you do start to play again? Or will all these players, again, have a chance to come back? Because we do know there is quite a bit of turnover in this league from year to year as it is.
Yeah, look, I mean, season over season, between first season and second season, we had like 50% of the players back, and that's probably better than average, actually, for the league. So we expect to have a lot of familiar faces back next fall, which I think the fans will appreciate. And the Leafs, with our affiliation with those guys, I mean, they stock the farm pretty good, to be quite frank with you, and that's not a bad thing. So, look, I know that when we're back, we'll be competitive. I know there'll be some familiar faces, and we've built up a really good fan base here, and we want to keep building on the success that we've had.
Growlers owner Dean McDonald, thanks so much for joining us here on the VOCM Morning Show.
As always, Ben, thank you.